As the merger between Duke LifePoint and RCCH Healthcare moves forward, here's what we know. Both are owned by even larger organizations. RCCH Healthcare is owned by private equity company Apollo Management Group, which manages almost $250 billion worldwide. Duke LifePoint represents 15 hospitals, including 8 in Western North Carolina. Those are a part of a LifePoint deal with Duke University. Overall, LifePoint owns 71 hospitals across 22 states. Its 8 Western North Carolina hospitals are crucial to healthcare access in the region, but they are a tiny sliver of this massive merger. The North Carolina Rural Health Research Program recently released a report showing the number of rural hospital closures and mergers have gone down between 2005 through 2016. Dr. George Pink, who worked on the report, explains that rural hospitals are risky investments, but are often so small that they don't factor into the overall profitability of a merger with a big healthcare system.
Rural hospitals are still a relatively small player in the total healthcare scene. I mean, there's a lot of rural hospitals, you know, there's 2,200 rural hospitals, but when you add up all their spending, you know, they're probably less than 10% of all Medicare hospital spending is on rural hospitals.
When LifePoint finalizes its deal with RCCH Healthcare, the new combined company, called LifePoint Health, has a projected annual revenue of over $8 billion. The deal is expected to go through in the next several months. This is Lily Canep, BPR News.